From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is now implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. U.S. consular officials will proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. This follows the U.S. High Court partially reinstating an executive order by President Trump limiting travel. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe cable TV show Friday, host Mika Brzezinski responded to President Trump's inflammatory tweets about her a day earlier that has drawn widespread condemnation of Mr. Trump.
The president's tweets, whether they're personally aimed at me or aimed at me in some way, that doesn't bother me one bit. It does worry me about the country. And I know we have Richard Haass with us. He appears to have a fragile, impetuous, childlike ego that we've seen over and over again, especially with women. It's like he can't take it. And I saw this happening yesterday in real time.
Brzezinski on Friday expressed worry about the country at a time that the president is so, in her words, so easily played. The White House is defending President Trump's ridiculing of Brzezinski, a well-known television commentator.
I think that the president has been attacked mercilessly on personal accounts by members on that program. And I think he's been very clear that when he gets attacked, he's going to hit back. I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter. And that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is VOA News. NATO